Hey there, folks. Ronnie Romance here, coming to you from sunny southern Arizona. I want to talk to you today about the Illumilith fork. A little user's manual, if you wish, I suppose. As you can see, this was a fork that is a little bit different than what you see on the market today. These forks were popular with a few brands back in the early 90s, right before people started switching over to suspension forks. And the crown clamps on much like a suspension fork would. Just like in those days, you want to keep an eye on it, making sure that you don't see it kind of move up and down or anything like that. Keep an eye on these bolts. They've been torqued to spec, 15 to 17 newton meters. But always keep an eye on that stuff. Now, I have taken this bike to its limits in testing. Limits being like 50 flights of stairs, going down it, sending it, whatever you want to call it these days. Yeah, any kind of real aggressive style riding, if you're going down something, really, really rough, or a lot of washboards in the road, that shakes everything, shimmies it, whatnot.
Something like that, that's going to make your fork blades shimmy a little bit. Just tighten them up. It's no big deal.
If you're like the suing type, don't buy my stuff.
So when you're wanting to adjust your alignment up here, or after a particularly hard, rough ride, if you notice it's a little bit off, just loosen these bolts right here, grab your front brake,
and you can wiggle this thing back to right where you want it to be just by rocking it like this.
Then it'll self-center itself, which is kind of cool. And this is the way you want to pattern your tightening and loosening of these four bolts here. So when you're tightening this back up, tighten right here. Tighten a little bit, 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 and so forth until tightened to spec. Tighten it back up and you're good to ride again. Now also on your first ride with these, take along a wrench just in case. We torque these to spec at the factory, but we're only human. It's not going to like explode or anything, but you might notice a little bit of slippage on the first ride. Also, another thing to consider, we've had people report to us that the bulge in the
head steerer tube
is too large to accommodate a few different types of headsets, one in particular being the Vela Orange Grand Cru. So don't try that, and also don't try the Cook Brothers Racing one that you can get on eBay. What does work are the Kings and Richie WCS's. I've tried those two with no issues. So sorry about that if you bought a headset and you're like, the Kings are king. You know what they say? I have two different cups on here because I tried this Cook Brothers one that didn't work. It's not like actual, the old Cook Brothers brand. It's like a repop. All right. Anyway, I hope everyone's enjoying their Illumilith. I love this bike. I hope you do too. Oh yeah, you could also adjust your geometry here with this. So, slide it down a little bit if you think the head angle is a little bit too slack for you. It's fun. We probably won't offer these forks again because, I hope you enjoy it because it's a cool fork. Oh yeah, also you may have noticed that we only have brazons for a Peck Deck Rod Stewart type rack with nothing in the center here. So we sell those. They support our bags. Call me selfish. And they support other bags too. Check those kinds of racks out on our site. RonsBikes.com.